Alec Avarinas from Almighty Warriors. Welcome back, Alec.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you, Brigitte.
It's fantastic to have you back to tell us more about how we can improve our wellness, improve our health, improve our lifestyles, not only for ourselves and our self-glory, but to be more effective in the ministry and the kingdom of God as well. And it always starts with, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And it starts with analyzing where you're at the moment.
Yeah, so we're looking in a little bit more detail at how your beliefs and thoughts affect your feelings and emotions, which in turn affect your behaviors and your actions, and then the results. So where we're going to start today is the results, because then from results that impacts your beliefs and emotions, and it continues. So yeah, it's very important that you are able to take an honest look and do a self-assessment of where you're at right now. So you have to be able to sort of sit back and then start making a list of what you need to look at, stop doing, what you need to start doing, and then you can prioritize them, starting with the simplest thing to implement and working your way through. But you need to own where you're at in order to be able to change it, going forward. So in general, people tend to sort of overestimate what they can achieve in a week, and then they underestimate what they can achieve in a year or two. So it's all about being consistent, persistent, which we've spoken about in the past. But yeah, that's a really good place to start with a self-assessment.
So you're saying that if a lot of people thinking that they could start with a 10K run and they can just put on these trainers, not eat correctly, just go out there and push themselves, and you're saying that it actually is not really good for them to do that. They need to start with smaller steps and then move towards gradually moving towards that big goal. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sure that you can, just because you can do it doesn't mean that you should do it. So you wanting to be able to be consistent. So yes, if you can run 10Ks every day, then do so. But if you haven't run in years and you attempt a 10K, it's not going to be sustainable, because it's too a bridge too far. It's too hard to keep that consistent and to repeat that on a daily basis. So rather back off a bit and start with an easier goal and task that you can achieve consistently over time.
I think we maybe chatted about that last week, where we say that you got to have these achievable goals, because if you're not achieving, you're going to be disheartened. You're not going to be going out there and trying to get fitter and get faster, whatever it may be. And now you're saying that we need to just be honest with ourselves where we're starting at, build on that. And then we can see some results in our feelings and our emotions as well.
Yeah, so psychologically, physiologically, your exercise, your nutrition, sleeping, breathing have a direct impact on your feelings and emotions, and they are something that should be in your list of behaviors and actions that you're doing. So if we look at our behaviors and actions, they're a lagging measure of where we're at, is a lagging measure of our habits and our behaviors and actions. So if you are not where you want to be, you need to own up to it and then figure out what you need to do to change it. So you, in order to be able to do that, you need to really focus on your habits, and there's certain key habits that you need to make and break. So breaking the bad habits and in replacing them with good habits, and you need to put together a plan that also helps you to avoid becoming bored, because boredom is more detrimental than actually failure. So although you need to be kind to yourself when you stuff up and you don't achieve what you're wanting to do for the day, you still need to be able to avoid boredom and push yourself outside of your comfort zone just that little bit more. each time and each day to keep it fresh.
Alec, before we go into the next part of the cycle, I want to ask you, is it possible that people can have blind spots in their analysis? And if they do, where do they go? Who do they go to ask where they can start from an honest point of view to get back on track and to be where they need to be, actually? How do they go about doing that?
Yeah, we need to remember that your wellness isn't defined by an absence of illness. So the fact that you are not ill doesn't mean that you are well. And we also need to remember that we are continually capable of improving and growing and bettering where we're at. So we're all in a different place on the journey. But there are specific guidelines, and some of them are really easy. You can measure the circumference of your waist, and if it isn't less than half your height, you've got a problem. So you need to realize that you are over fat and under muscle, and you need to do something about that situation, and that's a very easy measure. So it's the same with exercise. You know whether you are physically active or not, and whether you are doing strength and weight training or not. And the majority of people, 80% of people, adults out there, are not adequately doing enough with regards to being physically fit and doing strength training, never mind adding on to that the nutritional, a good solid nutritional base off which you can then build.
Alec, we go into the behavior part of the cycle as we see behavior change, we see actions changing. You've mentioned that emotionally people are happier when they are training for something or they're just more active. We're talking a lot about exercise, but people seem to maybe discount sleep as well. What is your thoughts on the sleep part of your, or the, should I say even the rest part of your exercise?
Yeah, it's very important, but I think there's also a bit of a fallacy around overtraining. I think there's very few people that are capable of overtraining. So the fact that this whole overtraining is overplayed, I would really not worry about overtraining.
Is that just because we spend more time on our phones these days, Alec?
Yeah, everybody's just sedentary. Our lives are geared towards comfort and being, sedentary. So, if you're looking at your behaviors and actions, consistency is key. You're focusing on the task at hand and being present in what you're currently doing are key. And then you were asking about sleep, and sleep is certainly my personal weakness. I wake up very early, so I'm up sort of between 3 and 4 in the morning every day regardless. So it becomes more important for me to go to bed earlier at night. At the moment, I'm actually taking melatonin tablets, which are supposed to help me to reset and to get more sleep. So we should be targeting 8 hours a night sleep, and I'm lucky if I get 6. So I really know I need to do something about it, and I'm now experimenting and trying to see what I can do to improve the situation.
Habits need to be made and they need to be broken. Let's speak about good habits and habits that we need to break as well.
Well, if we look at our nutrition, and people habitually end up using too much sugar and sweetener, so it's, you need to look at what you can do to replace a bad habit with a good habit. And a good place to start off is to assess what you're doing, and you know whether it's detrimental to yourself and or to others, and we need to move from a situation where what we are doing is detrimental to one that is beneficial. So everything that we do should be measured up against that. Is it beneficial to me, and is it beneficial to others and to loved ones? And if it isn't, well, then you shouldn't be doing it. And that's where things like smoking and alcohol and etc. fit into the equation. You need to be able to own it before you can then make the changes that you need to on a consistent basis.
Alec, we started off by talking about beliefs and thoughts, feelings and emotions, behaviors and actions. We live in a society where instant gratification is just number one in everything that we do. Results. We're at this now phase of the cycle that we're talking about. How do I see results? Should I be seeing results in the first week, the first month, the first year? What is my expectations supposed to
be? Well, I suppose it depends on what specifically we're talking about. But you didn't get out of shape and into the condition that you are in overnight. And you're certainly not going to get back into shape overnight either.
I think a little bit longer.
So
back into shape.
Yeah. So, you know, there was an interesting study done where over a six-month period, they worked on a whole group of 65-year-olds, and they managed to put on a kilo and a half of muscle mass at that age, which is excellent.
That's encouraging.
The flip side is that it only took them 10 days of being sedentary and bed rest to lose their gains. So it is a lot harder to put on muscle mass and to keep strong and fit and healthy than it is to lose it. And all it takes is for you to have a bout of illness or to be sedentary, bedridden for a relatively short period of time, and you're back to square one again. And then you got to start all over again. So especially as we age, it's very important to try and make sure that we stay healthy and that we are fit and strong and capable, and that we avoid injury. So by avoiding injury and illness, we can continue to make those steady gains.
Alec, I'm sure this is a statement that you use over and over again, and that is own it and change it.
Yeah, absolutely. So people have got this victim mentality, and they're always trying to blame their circumstances for where they're at, instead of looking at themselves and saying, okay, I got myself into this position and I need to do something about getting out of it. And I think that the key there is understanding your purpose. You've been created for a purpose, you're here for a purpose, and the definition of purpose is it's an abiding intention to achieve a long-term goal that is both personally meaningful and makes a positive mark on others and the world. And if you've got that driving you, and you are passionate about achieving your purpose, it makes it so much easier for you to actually go through the hard parts of sticking to new habits and breaking old habits so that you can grow and improve your lot in life.
Alec, let's bring this conversation to the Word of God. And I'm sure there's loads of scriptures to back exactly what you're saying this morning.
Yes. So if we look at your beliefs and your thoughts, it's very important that they're aligned with your core values, and those should be based on the Word. So if we look at, and I'll just paraphrase some of the verses that I've highlighted, but in Matthew 5:16, we're told, "Let your light shine so that your good deeds that you do bring honor to God." And that was what you were talking about just before I came on air, about the Morse and his achievements. And then in Romans, we're told again in Romans 12 verse 1 that we need to dedicate our bodies as an act of spiritual worship. And then in Corinthians, we taught to, in 1 Corinthians 9:27, we taught to subdue our bodies, to master them through hardship, and to, by so doing, to avoid being branded as a counterfeit. So, you know, if you're going to a dietitian as an example, and you're sitting opposite somebody who's morbidly obese, are you going to take her advice seriously or his advice seriously? So, you know, you need to walk the talk. And then in 2 Timothy, we are again taught that our thoughts determine our purpose and our action. So your thoughts, your purpose, and your action, you need to go over into action. And then, excuse me, in Ephesians, we are given instruction from the Lord that He can do superabundantly beyond your wildest dreams if you let Him. So, you know, Christ came to effect change, and not only in the world, but in you as an individual. So, you know, we start off with the Holy Spirit, and then you can't attain perfection by working on it through your flesh. We need to also appreciate that although there is so much we can do through our bodies, that we need to do it under the guidance and with the help of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that is where your hope and your faith and your hope get fulfilled and give you a positive outlook about the future, and we can affect those changes with the help of the Holy Spirit. So if I just jump in one last thing around feelings and emotions, you know, it's like your think of yourself almost as a team, where you need the Holy Spirit to be in control of your spirit, which is in control of your mind and your body. And when those are aligned and pulling in the same direction, then you make really good progress. But if your body is pulling you in one direction and your mind's pulling you in another, and you're feeling guilty and convicted by the Holy Spirit the whole time, and you've got this continual battle going on, then you're not going to get anywhere fast. So yeah, it's important that we align and get, you know, our priorities stacked up correctly.
Alec Averinos, it's been fantastic having you back here on a Tuesday talking about this. And I've never seen it like that. I've never seen working your wellness with the Holy Spirit as a team. It's fantastic, and it's a great analogy as well. And I hope that the listeners are also encouraged by that and see the power in that as well, for the going from assessing yourself from an honest point of view, going through the different cycles, seeing how your emotions and your feelings are improving, not only towards yourself, but others around you as well, changing those actions and those behaviors and seeing those results. We're going to see you next week again,
yes,
just after 8 o'clock, reminding you there is scripture to back all this in Matthew 5 verse 16, 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 to 17, 1 Corinthians 9 verse 27, Ephesians 3 verse 12, and Romans 12 verse 1. If you want to go find out more, I encourage you to go to almightywarriors.me.
That's right, yeah.
And Alec Averinos, I do apologize. I'll get that right next week.
Yeah.
He will have all that information and more for you to go and have a look.
Yeah, we need to remember that we're holistic beings, and that we need to look at the whole and treat the whole, and sort out the cause, not treat the symptom. So that way around, we can make progress and have the victorious life that Christ promises us.